Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Cheap Shot by Ace Atkins. Read for you by Joe Montaigne. Chapter 1. I had dressed for Chestnut Hill, a button-down Tattersall shirt that Susan had bought me, crisp dress khakis, a navy blazer with gold buttons, and a pair of well-broken-in loafers worn without socks. The lack of socks implied a devil-may-care attitude understood by the wealthy. Even though the wealthy individual I was calling on today was a 260-pound NFL linebacker with a 20-inch neck named Kinjo Haywood. I'd seen Kinjo toss around quarterbacks like rag dolls and doubted that he'd notice the missing socks. Kinjo's agent had sent a private car for me. A private car was not needed or requested to find Chestnut Hill, but there were some ground rules that had to be discussed on the ride over. I tried to remain attentive and alert as we turned off Route 9 and made our way up and around on Heath Street. The homes were very old and stately, with lots of brick and ivy. The leaves had started to turn loose on the oak branches overhead. As we drove, it all felt like a ticker tape parade.
"You can't discuss this case with anyone, Mr. Spencer," said Stephen Rosen, Kinjo's agent. He was a beefy guy with thick black hair and dark, humorless eyes. He smelled like a quart of Brut aftershave and was dressed in a pinstriped suit with wide lapels and a purple shirt open at the neck.
"Will he sign my bubblegum card?" I said.
"You're trying to be funny," Rosen said, making a sour face.
"But Boston is a sports-crazy town, and everyone is up in Kinjo's business. If it gets out he's hired a private investigator, this thing will become even more of a pain in the ass."